Hello, and welcome to the latest instalment of Investec's weekly energy market update with Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of August, 2021. I'm once again here with Callum for this morning's energy market update. How are things, Callum?
Very good. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Not too bad. So there's been some very sharp moves lower in the oil markets last week. What was behind this?
Well, it's very much technically driven. And we've been talking on this podcast for some weeks about the fact that oil prices have lost momentum, and there was this danger of testing various support levels. And that's really, really what happened last week. But on top of that, there was also a very sharp sort of risk-off move in which equities sold off and but bond prices rallied. And that also gave Brent some additional sort of extra impetus to break lower. And we actually briefly went below $65 per barrel on Friday, for example. And that also brought Brent to a level which was just below, so just about broke, a really important trend line support, which is sort of produced by drawing a line through the low of about $16 per barrel, going back to the depths of the COVID crisis last year, and other lows on the rally on the way back up. So that's a very steeply upward sloping trend line, which at some point must inevitably be broken. And we just went slightly through that last week. We're also now came quite close to the 200-day moving average, which is a little bit lower than that, but 63.50. So we're not too far off that as well.
Okay, and has this move got further to go then?
Well, in the short term, I think it could well continue to depend on what happens in other markets. So equities have bounced back quite a bit today, and that's helping oil too. So the market has now rallied up to over $66 per barrel. Now, of course, there is growing concern about the Delta variant of COVID. So for example, in the US, daily cases are back to there, around the highest levels we've seen. But there is nevertheless fear of an early tapering of QE, of the US bond buying program, which is helping to support sort of risky assets by the government buying bonds, and then hence encouraging people to invest in more risky assets. And this kind of thing tends to help commodity prices as well. But in spite of the fear of the Delta variant, the US economy is growing strongly, and it looks set to continue doing so. And so the fear in the market is this tapering or sort of reduction in the rate of bond buying will potentially be brought forwards, and that has been one of the things that has upset equity markets. And we've not seen a major correction in equities for some while, if you're looking at, say, the S&P 500. So I think that's the, in the shorter term, that's probably the main danger for oil, really. And in terms of what levels to look out for, I think if we saw a close below $65 per barrel, and then below that, you've got the 200-day average, as I mentioned, at 63.50. And if we had a break through those kind of levels, the next one to look out for would be $60 per barrel.
And oil is not the only energy commodity that fell sharply last week. Can we talk about European gas markets?
Yes, well, the gas markets in Europe continue to be absolutely extraordinary. We had a record high in UK gas prices of 120 pence per therm, but towards the end of last week, the front contract actually fell for a bit below 100 pence per therm. So, you know, dramatic movement in prices over the week, and this continues to be very largely about Russian gas supplies. So one of the things that helped to bring gas prices down a bit was an increase in gas flows from Russia through the Yamal pipeline, which has been very significantly disrupted of late, and it still is very significantly disrupted, even though the situation has improved a bit. But there was also news about the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, that was now almost complete. In fact, I think it's supposed to go into operation this week. And so that raises the possibility of additional capacity to transport gas into Europe coming on stream. Although it remains to be seen how much that will help the situation this winter. But nevertheless, for now, that's certainly helped to bring prices down quite significantly from their highs.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Cameron.
Thanks, Toby.
Thank you for tuning into the latest installment of Investec's Energy Market Update with Cameron McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, feel free to drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.